I'll just mention one thing and then I'll let you talk about healing specifically. You know, the Bible says that the sower sows a seed and then persecution and affliction rises, and there's doubts and unbelief. There's many things that try to come and steal the word of God. So many times when we learn something from God that's a truth, the opposite thing will actually happen in our life, because the devil comes to test and to see, do we really believe what God said is true? So faith isn't just believing something, it's doing it, and it's doing it even when you don't see the results. Hebrews chapter 11 is a great passage of faith, and all the way at the end it lists all those people and says, and these all died in faith, having not received their promise. Which tells us a portion of faith is actually believing even when we don't see it happen. And so that our circumstances don't become our teacher of truth, but the truth becomes the teacher of our circumstances. And we don't look for our truth to line up with our circumstances, but we look for our circumstances to line up with what the truth is. So whenever I pray for someone and nothing happens, there's a number of things you can do. There's these questions, there's multiple answers to these because there are multiple circumstances. But if I'm praying for someone anyway, it doesn't matter if they're in a wheelchair, if they've got arthritis, they've got pain, and I pray and nothing happens the first time, I know what God says. You speak to the mountain, you tell it to be moved, to be cast into the sea. And if you have the faith of a mustard seed, it will move for you. So I don't know how many times you have to speak to the mountain for it to move, but when it moves, that's mountain moving faith. So we would say, well, if I speak to that mountain and it doesn't move, then do I pray again? Well, something has to move, because it's impossible for you to pray and have nothing happen. So if you have a mountain that can't be moved and you pray, you hit that mountain, it doesn't move, something happened, your faith moved. Your faith grew stronger. Your faith, anytime your faith hits resistance, it grows stronger. And so you hit that thing. I don't know if it takes 5, 10, 11 times. But when that mountain moves, you have now a mountain moving faith, and you'll never lose that faith. So don't think you're wasting your time praying and seeing nothing happen. And we all have stories, hundreds of stories of people we prayed for and didn't see what we knew was supposed to happen. Because faith is praying even when you don't see it happening. And sometimes it's praying until it happens. And sometimes it's believing even after it doesn't happen, and not letting what didn't happen determine what you're going to believe. I can't let what didn't happen determine about what I'm going to do the next time. So I would pray for someone as long as there's grace to pray for them, honor them, protect them. You know, don't badger them. If you're in a mall in a situation, or if they're in a there's a time frame, pray as long as there's grace for that person, because that's what love would do. And that's how the spiritual gifts work. So that's why we emphasize love. So if you're getting outside of grace, then you're getting outside of love. And you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for them. And that's not what love is. Because Jesus came and died for us. So we don't pray for them to be healed for us. We pray for them. So follow grace, follow love. As long as there's grace to pray, keep praying, because your faith is still building even when it doesn't happen. And even when you've prayed and you haven't seen the breakthrough, don't let the fact that you haven't seen determine what you believe you will see in the future. Because if you say to this mountain, be moved into the sea, it will be done for you. And you know, you read that chapter, Jesus started the chapter walking up the mountain and then went into the presence of God. At the end of the chapter, he said, you look at this mountain, say to this mountain to be moved. Why? Because he had just conquered that mountain. He had just walked into the presence of God on top of that mountain. So he was saying, if you can conquer this mountain and you can be in the presence of God, even walking up a mountain, then you can speak to a mountain as well. And many times when you're speaking to the mountain, you're still walking up it. You're still conquering it. But when you get to the point where the mountain shifts, now you can move that mountain out of the way of everybody else that has it. So the mountain you're climbing now and the mountain you're trying to conquer now, when it becomes the mountain you've conquered, will be the mountain you'll be able to command out of people's lives. So don't be discouraged because you're still climbing the mountain. Don't be discouraged, because when you conquer the mountain, then you'll be able to command the mountain. So you're doing something. It's impossible to pray and have nothing happen. That's what I feel about it. Amen?